Well, yes, indeed. It was a very lengthy news conference held after a closed-door meeting with priests. Bishop Malone said that the priests agreed with him that too much is at stake, including the very mission of the church itself. But he once again renewed his stance that he will not resign. He says that he needs to shepherd this through, and he said that they will be able to steer through these stormy waters to calm ones, and also suggested that his resignation would actually create more instability for the diocese than the stability that is needed to overcome this sexual abuse crisis. Most of the news conference was dominated by diocesan attorney Lawler Quinlan, who, when addressing the comparisons between the Buffalo sex abuse scandal and that of the Diocese of Boston, he admits that, yes, like Boston, they did make mistakes, but back in 2002, they started correcting themselves.
Sometimes it was handled correctly. Sometimes the right thing was done and the abuser was removed from ministry. But sometimes the abuse continued on, and what you see in the news happened.
Several speakers explained the many processes and policies that the diocese has in place to address cases. They also released a new list today of 36 accused clergy. 20 of them are priests. The rest are from religious orders. Many of the priests that are on this list, their names have been brought up in news reports before as having substantiated claims of sexual abuse of a minor against them. This news conference going on for about 2 hours, finally wrapping up just a few minutes ago. Reporting live in Cheektowaga, Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.